Hey, man.
Hey.
Nice new hat.
Oh, thank you. The other one was disgusting, so. Yeah. And this is my Mud Troopers hat, so it's a...
Have you ever had a problem when you go to the gym and you're lifting weights and, like, all the lights blow up?
I like the words of Chris Farley, gym that way somewhere?
If you answer no to that question, you're not Flex Mentallo.
Why would you ask?
Because we're going to talk about Doom Patrol's Flex Patrol.
Flex Patrol, episode 13.
I don't have enough fingers, but yeah, 13.
Hey, listen.
Flex Patrol.
Okay, so you were right. The guy next door, he was 722.
Yeah, inmate 722.
And the only reason we know he was 722 is because they, at the ant farm, they pretty much brainwashed
him. They broke him.
They broke him just like they broke...
Negative Man.
Negative Man, yeah.
And they almost broke Cyborg.
And you know what number of Negative Man was, right?
72...
Uno.
One.
Yeah. So, yeah. So he's like, my name's 721. What's your real name? It doesn't matter. Which, that was kind of a sad story about Flex Mentallo.
Mentallo. I say Mentallo. I could be wrong.
Which is
Let us know if we're wrong.
Well, Flex Mentallo, didn't he have his own comic book?
I don't know if he had his own, but he was in Doom Patrol more than once.
Yeah, I think I saw it or read somewhere that they
Man of Muscle Mystery.
Yeah, that he actually had his own comic book.
It's possible.
It's possible. I mean, anything's possible in this freaking thing. So.
Anything dealing with Doom Patrol, never doubt it.
Yeah,
because it's yeah.
It was a pretty interesting. It was a kind of a sad story about Flex. I mean, he pretty much they kind of rescued him because so they
when they broke everybody out, they kind of just opened up all the doors.
And he didn't want to go. He had that institutionalized
Stockholm syndrome.
No, Stockholm is when you
that's when you like the people who are capturing you.
Exactly.
Yeah,
he's institutionalized
because he got to see his favorite shows.
Yeah, and well, you and let me turn this off. God damn it! Sorry. Sorry, I still have to do a regular job. So like and subscribe. I don't have to do a regular job anymore. Okay, yeah. So they broke him. He's been institutionalized. He's like the old man from Shawshank Redemption. But apparently nobody ages in this freaking any superhero.
Superheroes just
do not age, which kind of bugs me. But I mean, let me rephrase. So, superheroes do age because you had the old folks home and previous
Doom. That's
true.
And Jane has grown up.
And, yeah.
Some age?
Eh.
Chief never does?
Well, you know why?
Yeah, I know. That was a couple episodes ago.
Yeah, but also they thought, what Flex Mentallo said. You know Chief, right? Yeah. His twin brother?
That was...
And everybody's like...
A little red herring. I was like, oh!
I was like, ooh!
Oh no, that's just some old soap opera
that Robot Man was part of.
Oh my god! And
you know they were talking about having a daytime Emmy for that for my role.
You know how hard it is to act like you're doing bad acting.
Yeah,
you're a good actor, but you're trying to portray bad acting.
Well, Brendan Fraser, he's a good actor that can act badly, but he probably just said, you know what, I'm going to go back to my first thing ever.
He's like box office gold.
Yeah,
The Mummy.
20 years ago.
Well, there's that.
Now he's doing Doom Patrol where he's a voice.
He did do George of the Jungle, didn't he?
I love George of the Jungle. I don't care what anybody says. I love that movie. That movie came out when I was like...
Yeah.
God.
Right up there with Encino Man. It's...
You can't talk bad about Encino Man. Encino Man was the 90s. If you watch Encino Man with Brendan Fraser... I know we're kind of veering off course.
It's still Brendan Fraser.
What was it? Donde esta biblioteca?
The biblioteca.
Or the queso is old and stinky. It's like, yeah, man. She is a... And, yeah. I mean, he has his green screen, so I would be awesome if you could put some Encino Man. Where they're okay. It is what it is.
Yeah.
Brendan Fraser, I like Brendan Fraser. He did a lot of things, School Ties and stuff like that. But so Flex Mentallo is watching this soap opera, and I think they're brainwashing him because they're using this television to show what if he does not do what they tell him to do, that they're gonna mess with his wife.
Right.
And I think that he was on the TV, and I besides him just watching soap operas, I think he broke down and cried when they broke the television.
Yeah.
Like because they want to get him his powers back.
They're trying to get him to snap so they don't use his powers.
So use his power. So they're going to go look for his wife.
He snapped the other way.
Yeah, it's apparently, well, talking about snap, she looked like she got Thanos snapped.
Yeah, it did. It did look just like that.
It looked. I was sitting there like, whoa. Flexes like, are we in the same universe? I was like, no, this is DC.
They built something into her that if she tried to contact Flex or came in contact with him,
she disintegrates.
She would end.
Yeah.
And she did. And Flex, that's when he finally.
Yeah, he loses it. Like, so so he doesn't know who he is because they brainwashed him, like hardcore. So, of course, Robot Man and Jane says that, well, he knows Chief. Well, let's try to snap him back into Chief, step him back into Flex. And, of course, what do? They shave him and stuff like that. And
made him look like his old self.
Made him look like his old self and stuff like that. And then they try to snap him back in. The only way they snap back in is if they get his wife.
So I think Flit went and she turned into Flit,
brought her back. Yeah, man, she must save a fortune on bus tickets on travel. So that's what happened with that. You saw a little more backstory with Negative Man. So apparently, Negative Man needs.
They need each other.
They need each other.
Symbiotic,
yeah.
I was gonna say parasitic, but they need each other.
Well, the Negative Man is the Venom strain, yeah. The symbiote, Yeah, it was a pretty interesting one. So
when they're separated, they
start dying.
Yeah, they.
I realize it's like
ET.
No, he's like the Negative Man's battery life. Because every time he goes in there, because as you can tell,
it recharges
because I keep on saying alien ant farm. In the ant farm,
you're not wrong though.
Yeah,
there are aliens in there.
In the ant farm, they say that they're noticing him, the Negative Man, getting weaker and weaker.
What they can measure of him.
That he gets weaker and weaker the longer he stays outside that body, and so. Flex Mentallo actually can talk to him.
Because I guess his muscle powers are based on vibrations and stuff, frequency, and that's how he communicates. And when he flexes his muscles, I guess there's a vibration that he can control weird stuff.
So he does, and at the last moment when they were still in the ant farm, and we're talking about ant farm, this was probably like 40 years ago. Yeah, so we saw Flex and Negative Man, and we have to remind, we're kind of going all over the place, but this was about like probably 40 years or 50 years ago.
Right.
So because you're talking about Flex Mentallo, this was the 60s, 50s, or something like that. At the same time, Negative Man was getting his experiment on, and they're brainwashing. And what's the guy who's playing Negative... Not Negative Man, but...
The one who's playing Flex?
No. So there's Negative Man. And
Larry Traynor?
Yeah, thank you. His human part. So Larry Traynor is... And, you know, he's a military man, so he kind of does what he... So want to make sure
falls
that...
Falls in line.
He falls in line. He want to make sure, hey, I'm in this suit, and he's in this, like, gas mask suit or whatever. It's like, if I'm not in this suit... Everybody's gonna die.
The radiation will.
Yeah, the radiation will kill everybody, which of course is false. They're of course brainwashing him. So, but he doesn't understand that the only way. So they figured out that the spirit needs Larry Traynor to survive, and if they kill him, he dies.
Yeah.
So of course now they are doing, then the spirit or whatever is doing. The ant farm's business, because Larry Traynor's body is weak, but with him inside of, he's very strong. But if he leaves that body and kills him, then
they're both gone.
Then they're both gone. So, yeah, this was one of the better episodes that nothing was done, but it was a better episode. Because there was actually, and especially since we're going to get to it in a second.
Our vindication.
So we talked about pretty much Flex Wheeler. Unfortunately, his wife died. She kind of got snapped by... Oh, God. Flex Wheeler is a bodybuilder. Flex Mentallo. So we talked about that because He remembers, and he starts to remember, and say, my name is Flex Mentallo. You are Judith, I think, was the name.
Dorothy, or something.
It's something like that.
And, some old 60s lady name.
And so, you know, they finally got back together after all these years, and then she gets snapped out of existence.
Yeah.
Yes. And he loses his mind, and he goes Superman Flex, and everything kind of explodes around.
He went Super Saiyan on her.
Yeah, exactly. and then that kind of cuts to that one. So let's talk about the other two that had literally nothing to do with it. And I'm sorry, but I was vindicated on calling it way on early that they were going to write off Cyborg. So... at the last episode, Cyborg did start beating the hell out of his
pummeled
dad.
Pummeled his dad. But near death.
So Jane takes them to the hospital. Of course, R.R. Flint takes them to the hospital, comes back, and Rita's all like, oh, he needs somebody to be with him. So fine, here, take. And
well,
then
this
go.
Is how we get rid of Rita.
Exactly.
She's in the hospital.
Yeah. So
Cyborg and Rita out of the picture.
Well, remember this is their early playbook. We started talking about this in episode 4.
Well, they separate. They do the Scooby Doo thing.
Yeah,
to them.
They separate them, and at the end, you still know what's going on.
Right.
Like they don't come back together. So, yeah, it's. I mean, so he's pretty much just he. She wants him to reinstall the. What was it?
Grid.
The grid.
His operating system.
His operating system, because apparently the other one is just...
The nanites are taking over without grid to control them.
Exactly. So, yeah. And then he's all like, I think I need to go. Episode 13. You could have said this episode 3. but yeah, so...
He could have just dropped in and said, hey, I'm Cyborg. How you doing? I'm going to go back.
Yeah. I was like, hey,
you guys need help, call me.
Yeah, call me. I don't need to be here for 10 episodes. so, yeah, it wasn't even a story arc. It was just like a...
It felt forced and added in.
It did, and we were 100% correct. You heard it here. If you watch this channel and you watch everybody else kissing Doom Patrol's ass on how good of a story it is, and you don't see anybody else talk about that Cyborg was written in afterwards and he was written out... You heard it here. You should share this because we knew it was. We knew exactly what was going on.
It was very apparent.
Very apparent to us. But I watched some other reviews. They don't even mention it. They mention how good the story is, and I'm sitting there like,
Cyborg's such a good character. No,
no, he doesn't. No. He doesn't need to belong in here.
He's
and
not
I,
even
and
a
look,
plot
and
device.
I don't. And I'm not a comic book reader. And
he's a fifth wheel.
And he read the comics, and he said,
There's no
Cyborg. And I was sitting there like, does Cyborg even need to be in here?
Nope.
And then we kind of figure it out every week.
If we're wrong, you tell us what he added
what
to
he
the storyline. What?
Nothing.
What did this Cyborg do that helped at all?
Nothing. It could have been all replaced by another character.
Or just not at all.
Or not at all.
Just edited out.
But one of my favorite people did make an appearance.
Mr. Nobody.
Nope. Animal, mineral, vegetable man.
Oh, that's right. I forgot he was.
I loved it. He got tried to get assassinated because he was going to tell on the what was it? The
Paraguay. The guy in Paraguay.
In Paraguay, yeah.
He said he
went. Oh my god, it was so great because you actually saw him. And he's like, well, he wasn't hurt because he got
shot in the minerals.
He got shot in the minerals. Oh my god.
Yeah, he was going to turn state's evidence on the mad doctor.
The mad doctor. But the mad doctor was killed, so apparently.
Or was he?
Apparently
he can
not.
Transfer his mind into other stuff, so.
Yeah, so yeah, that was probably the highlight of that episode.
You see him get shot on the courthouse steps. And are still arguing with the raptor head.
I saw the raptor head, yeah, because I love when they said that he got shot in the minerals. I lost my mind. I was literally in bed watching it laughing, like a hysterical
like
person.
I said, this is leading right into the part where everything we asked for and said should happen and has been happening, they vindicated us and pretty much told us. Alan Tudyk told us, you guys are right.
So, so Mr. Nobody even says...
13 episodes.
No, before the White Room, he goes in because... so Rita goes into this hospital. She's waiting on Cyborg to do whatever, and she meets this old guy.
Ed Asner.
Ed Asner is played by... The old guy's played by Ed Asner, but Ed Asner is played by Mr. Nobody. So if you watch this, spoilers, but if you watch this, she's talking to Mr. Nobody, and Mr. Nobody's kind of pushing her into this thing.
Yeah.
That he wants to push her in there. He's like, and then he comes, he changes to Mr. Nobody. He's like, finally, now my thing. And then they cut to another. He's like, God damn it, we're still going on with this? I lost my mind. I was like, oh my God, I loved it.
It was almost worth 13 episodes just for that part.
Almost, yeah.
Because that was the perfect buildup.
Yeah, it was the perfect buildup of, and you know, I think what happened was they probably knew, they were, you know what, I can bet money on it. They were watching us. The Ultimate Doom Patrol reviewers and
DC Universe, are you trademark? Hey, I want royalties.
Or just give us free DC Universe.
Or give us a like.
Or give us a like. or just share it on your page. Yeah.
We will be official DC Universe reviewers.
I would straight up be the DC Universe. yeah, so it was pretty much what happened was, so at the end, Cyborg says, okay, I'm going home. Rita's all like, put Grid back in. So he puts Grid back in, goes home.
Well, he stays in the hospital with his dad because he's
whatever. But he says that he needs to go back.
Yeah, I'm done with you.
I got to do my own thing.
I got to stay with my dad.
It's like, yeah, you could have told that to 10 episodes ago. So, at the end, Mr. Nobody, Alan Tudyk, was in there like, thank God, after 13 episodes
of character-driven drivel,
just a character-driven drivel or whatever, we finally get to the Doom Patrol, and he goes to this big poster of Doom Patrol, and he knocks Cyborg out.
It tears his face right off.
I'm wondering if they did that post.
I jumped up out of my chair when that happened.
And he's like, finally, a Doom Patrol. Finally, what the people want is actually superheroes doing superhero things. And he was wearing Doom Patrol like a hat and a blanket and stuff like that. So yeah, it was pretty much vindication of what we were talking about. And you know, the funny thing is, if they didn't watch this review, you people out there were watching and listening, hola, or wait, no, bonjour.
Bonjour, eh?
Yeah, bonjour, eh? Or listening to this review, I guarantee they watched us and they said, you know what, they're right. God, we're going to change everything.
Right, call Alan back in the studio.
Exactly.
We need to reshoot
this last scene.
Okay, now rip Cyborg's head off of there.
Exactly.
And tell him how the first 13 episodes were slow.
Yeah, exactly. And we need to pick it up. So, yeah. It was great. It was great. I think it was a great ending. Another slow episode.
No Chief.
No Chief. But I think it was at the end where they said, okay, if they could have cut episode 3 to 13 out, and it would have been 5 episodes, and that would have been the whole season. It would have been just as good. But it was a lot of backstory, and he's even like, ugh, finally, a Doom Patrol I can use. So he's going to do something with them.
I think we need 10% more Mr. Nobody.
Or 20% Mr. or 20% Chief. And 100%
more animal
vegetable man.
That guy, he needs his own series.
I'm telling you, I would watch it.
That would be such a good
comedy
series.
You know what's funny? I would watch him in like a internet miniseries, like The Office did, like the mini skits,
or like they did with Dr. Evil, Dr. No Evil's sing along with Neil Patrick Harris and
I know which one you're talking. I actually have that. Yeah. So
something like that, because dude, he's such a great comedic character.
Yeah, and it's just because it's just stupid funny, you know. So yeah, I think yeah. But please comment down below on how right we were, and if you disagreed with us early in things, ha, vindicated.
We were right.
We were right this time. A very rare bullseye we hit on this one.
You couldn't get any more square in the center. We
nailed it. Yep.
Remember that when you're looking for official reviewers.
Exactly.
DC Universe.
We nailed it.
We're available and we work cheap. Very, very cheap.
For all of our tens of views.
Yeah.
All right. Well, I think that's it. I think we beat this Doom Patrol to death, and Mr.
Two more episodes.
And Mr. Yeah, two more episodes. And Mr. Nobody helped us beat it to death. Mr. Helpa, I mean, if you put him back here punching the poster of that, that'd be perfect.
Have anybody vindicate us? Alan Tudyk is the
one. Alan Tudyk is the one, and we met him. He was actually at your con.
Awesome guy.
So next time we meet him at a con, you should be like, hey, Did they tell you to come back in afterwards after watching our reviews?
Was it us?
It was us. Right? Yeah, it was us.
And then all you go here is, security!
Security, get them out of here. All right, comment down below on how right we were, because we were. We were bullseye right.
So right.
And while you're down there, hit that comment, or hit that comment. Yeah.
You can hit the comment. Yeah. Then you got to type a comment in.
Yeah. Do a couple of them. That'd be cool.
Yeah.
Give us a thumbs up on how right we were, and subscribe on how right we were. And a bell icon so we can hear more times.
So weird.
More times on how right we are all the time. And I think that wraps it up this time. Oh, I guess we're going to see what's happening next episode. Maybe they'll actually fight somebody.
Maybe Flex is going to be able to control him.
I wonder what he does with his butt muscles.
So when he... I just thought, when he strains taking a dump...
It breaks in the toilet.
Does he just, like, blow up all the streetlights?
Well, it's just like Superman peeing. Just goes right through buildings and stuff like that.
Cracks the urinal.
Exactly. Well, my name is Patrick with Talk Nerdy to Me.
Well, I'm Troy, also with Talk Nerdy to Me.
Vindication! We'll see you nerds next week.
Later, nerds. Get nerdy with me. Tell me what game that you get on. Is it COD or Reef? What kind of class do you play, girl? In an RPG.